Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast where we spend money so you don't have to. And in this episode, we didn't spend money so you can.
Thanks to Laneige for sending us the new Waterbank range.
Oh my goodness. We're a bit snobby when it comes to PI in that
we say no.
Love to get it. We say no more than a podcast of our very small stature should. Because we don't like waste and we're snobs and like we kind of know what we're going to like and what we're going to not.
Yeah.
When Laneige said, can we send you something? We said, absolutely yes, please, because they don't really fuck it up.
No. Not yet, anyway.
No. And like, even if they there's will. Things that...
They will.
Even if there's things that it's like, not for me, it's like, I get who that's for, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
It's not like when Glow Recipe brings out some things and I'm just like, just effing stop, you know?
Yeah.
So...
And in other exciting news, it's not actually a new line that they've launched. It's a reformulation of the existing Waterbank Blue Hyaluronic Waterbank range in far more elevated, more beautiful packaging and using a new hyaluronic, which claims 3.61 times stronger skin barrier damage repair, skin strengthening and moisture retention. Apparently, they tested it on like artificial skin.
Creepy.
And I know, very creepy. They've said based on an in vitro comparison, which is like very terrifying sounding. And the hyaluronic acid is 2,000 times smaller, which allows 263 times faster absorption. I don't even know how you measure that.
Nanoseconds, that's for sure.
Yeah. Shall we?
But like, do you mean with what device?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or what unit of
like,
measurement?
Is the subject or the artificial skin like... Mm-hmm. 231 times faster.
I felt it. Yeah. And it hit. No. Anywho, this range.
Essence toner, emulsion, cream, eye cream.
Two creams. Two lightweight cream.
Yeah.
Richer cream.
And the essence is a exfoliating essence and a...
Revitalizing
essence. And then the emulsion is the serum, which is interesting. I don't think they call it emulsion in Australia, but that's what they call it overseas, I believe. Which, yeah, sure.
Okay, interesting. I feel like I would expect a different texture from the word emulsion than I do. Like, it's a serum texture to me. Emulsion suggests that there's some sort of, like, thick mayonnaise-iness to it.
Oh, you know,
like an oil and water emulsion.
Yeah.
But to me, this feels like it's, like, 100% water.
Yes. Apparently, this is the seventh gen.
Goodness.
Anyway, star ingredient, hyaluronic acid, also involved and lesser spoken about. There's probiotics in pretty much every part of this range.
We love to see it.
It's a suitable skin range. It's a suitable range for skin.
Suitable skin range.
It's a skin range that's suitable for skin that's from dry through to normal, they say.
Okay.
The dry range is your creams as opposed to your gels.
Yeah.
I think it even goes to oily, but...
I would say it could absolutely be used on oily skins.
Yep. Niacinamides reduce redness.
Balance oil production.
Yep. And the probiotics are helpful for your, like, acneic-prone skin types.
Yeah.
Again, help to balance the skin.
Yep. Further proving our point that it would probably be a lovely range for a more... acne or congested type.
Yep. And the serum contains peptides to help with that personal training for your muscles.
Build that collagen.
One thing we don't have in the range is the cleansing foam, but that's okay. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. We'll pass on that.
Oh, the emulsion we don't have. Apologies. It's a different product altogether.
Oh, okay. Sounds nice.
Yeah. It's like a lotion emulsion.
Yeah. So when I first saw it, particularly when we saw the, what are they called? These toners. The toners.
It's like, component? What are you looking for?
I have no brain. So when I saw the packaging, particularly when I pulled out the toners, I said, this looks like a Moray Pacific.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And then I was just staring at the bottom.
They're owned by them.
They're owned by Moray Pacific.
I thought you didn't. I thought you knew.
I think I must have, like, back of my mind, obviously.
Is it a Moray or a Moore? I always thought it was a more specific, but I mean, that makes sense if you're Italian.
Oh my God. I don't know, but I've 100% confidence always said amore. And if it's a more, My soul will die. Because I reckon I've said it, like, with such confidence so many times.
Oh, it's fine either way.
Absolutely. That's amore. Anyway. The packaging. Let's start with the packaging. It is the best. Why is it so good?
It's the
twistiness. It's the soft curves.
The curves of the plastic.
It's the, like, modern vibes with, like, a mod vibe to it.
The baby blue.
The colour. The shape. It's chic. It's still plastic. Like, it feels luxe without being super heavy. It's Polly Pocket. Whatever. You just look at photos of it and then you'll understand. But it feels really good in the hand. It looks visually pleasing. I just like it.
It feels like all of the money went into the packaging, which I'm sure it didn't. It's not that complex. It's just well thought out. Yep. Nice designs.
Yeah. The only note I would have on the packaging is that the two toners are very difficult to tell apart.
It's the pink dot or the blue dot.
Okay.
That's on the front of them. Yeah, okay. They are hard to tell. Same as the moisturizers, though.
Yeah, but my theory is you would only be using one of the type of the moisturizers. And I guess you might only use
you
one
might
of the
use types a day and night.
Maybe.
Like, maybe.
Maybe. I kept thinking if you wore glasses, you'd just have no idea which toner you were using.
Probably anyway. Not. Yeah, because you can't tell based on texture. You can't tell based on smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I potentially can't tell based on results.
I can't either yet. That we're making a spoiler.
Yeah.
But it's not been that long. The range itself is available on Adore Beauty and Sephora. And with all Laneige products, the price range is between... I mean, you can buy a kit for $67, which is very affordable.
Mm.
I think the most expensive product is the serum at $63.
That is incredible.
And that being said, it's 50 mil. It's not 30 like a regular serum. And
it's 50 like a cool serum.
Yeah, and the moisturizer is 58 or 56, depending on which one that you want. So they're the most expensive parts.
Also, the moisturizers and the eye cream come with a cute little spatula.
All adorable spatulas. Everything came with a cute spatula.
I mean, except for the toners.
True.
Yeah.
The range took me by surprise and delight.
Yeah.
Very happy to be owning it. Anyway. Is that enough about the packaging of the product? Oh, the one downside I will say about the packaging is that because it's got such soft curves, I do have a fear that I would unscrew my moisturizer lid and then drop it face down because of the soft edges. And you would absolutely lose the whole thing in one go. It wouldn't, it's not like it would shatter, which is nice, but it would pancake onto the floor.
It's also, like, not the most space-wise thing. So I immediately put the lightweight gel moisturizer in my kit because I was like, shit, yes.
Yeah.
I was about to finish my Clinique
Moisture Surge.
Mm. I was about to buy the Dr. Dennis Moisture Cushion, which is expensive. Quite literally double the price of this. Yeah. And I was like, this is it. This is the one. This is lovely. Put it in my kit, but it's, like, a little clunky.
It's quite large.
But it's not heavy. Like, it's not glass. So it's okay. It's just... large and in charge.
For sure.
Let's go through the products, shall we?
Let's. I'm very excited to. I tried the whole range.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you think? Because we briefly touched on the lightweight moisturizer. I didn't actually bother to use it on me, but I used it in my kit. I used it on a couple of weddings. Really nice under makeup. Really wet and slippy and great for, like, oily skin that you... need to hydrate for the love of God so their makeup wears, but that you don't want to make them feel shiny.
I don't think that I'll keep the gel cream in my daily lineup, especially not in winter.
No.
It's a bad time to be receiving a gel moisturizer, but I will put it in my makeup section because I can see it having a use, like if I've done my skincare in the morning, had a shower, whatever, and then I'm halfway through the day and I'm like, I just need hydrating to revitalize with something. Yeah,
yes,
I would 100%. Use it for that.
Yeah. No, I think it's a really nice makeup prep step.
And on that, I will add that the eye cream is also an excellent makeup prep step. Not only that, though, it's only a gel-based eye cream, so it's not like your Kiehl's by any stretch of the imagination or the Youth to the People. It's got doesn't have like a moussey, creamy texture.
Mm.
It's just very jelly
with
a touch of creamy, but mostly jelly. Best eye cream I've used in... a really, really long time.
Oh my God, I didn't try it.
I'm prone to milia. Yes. So I have a funny around the eye area where I'm very dry and very oily.
Well, you're dehydrated then, aren't you?
I am dehydrated. And so I think this might actually be a little bit of a savior for me, because every eye cream that I've tried, I end up ditching after a week because I'll get a milia and then I'm like, I'm not continuing down this path. No milia on this, and I've used it daily and I fucking love it.
Oh, that is so good. I almost put that straight into my kit. I have the Used to the People one in there, and I was like, oh, I don't know. Do I need two eye creams? I never end up putting eye cream on people. That's bad. I don't know. I end up using eye cream just to clean things up. But oh my God, now I, yeah, there we go.
It's really nice. It absorbs.
When you're puffy, is it nice when you're puffy?
Yeah. It's really nice. So that's my thoughts on that one as well.
Well, I'm sold on that. That's.
You need to use
it. It's not going in my kit. No, I want it now.
You need it for yourself. Even like for layering as an eye cream, if you're feeling extra dehydrated, use it like an eye serum. Lovely.
Yep.
Okay. Toners, essences, toners, whatever we want to call them.
Well, if you listen to the main episode, the Blue Hyaluronic Revitalizing Toner was my product fave of the week. So obviously I like it. It gives you wet slip. It gets you more out of your hydration serum. It gets you more out of all of your skincare. You can use less of them because they feel like they're penetrating deeper and spreading further.
The viscosity of the liquid as well is...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dancing on ice.
It's so nice. The cream skin toner, which I was going to say will probably forever hold top position. I don't think I can say that.
Whoa.
The cream skin toner leaves more of an emotion-y feeling on the top layer of the skin after it's absorbed. Yes. It leaves like a distinguishable slip, which remains. Yeah. Whereas this, if you let it dry, would dry down to nothing.
Yes, no film.
No film. But I like the way that when you shake it into your palm, because I didn't use this on a cotton round. I don't know if people...
I got goosebumps. It tells you to use...
Oh, does it?
My arms are goosebumpy. I can't think about cotton rounds. Blech. I can't think about putting wetness on a dry cotton round and putting it on my face. I can't do it.
So she hasn't done it.
I haven't done it, but it does say on the bottom to use a cotton round. No, you're going to lose all of it. Just splash it straight onto your face.
I would only think it makes sense for the exfoliating one, because I feel like that little manual exfoliation from your little cotton round does something a bit better.
Take
also,
with it the skin.
That's it. Yeah. I feel a bit strange about putting the exfoliating and splashing it on. Because it's like...
Where does the skin go?
Exactly. I'm just locking in my dead skin with my oil and moisturizer.
Or is it just like coming off into the air? I mean, that's literally what skin does. But in my head, it feels weird.
But in my head, I'm extra exfoliating and then extra locking it in. I don't understand.
So, yeah, screw the cotton round.
Yeah. As you were saying before, I'm not sure I could tell the difference in a few uses between... The exfoliating and the hydrating.
No. I've used them two. Like, I need to use, like, one.
But then
for,
you
like,
can't use
week.
The exfoliating for a week.
That's I reckon crazy you could. Talk. No, I reckon you could. It's got to be so gentle.
PHAs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, I did write down thoughts on the exfoliating one.
Go.
I said, I can't tell the exfoliating one is exfoliating, but it does really remind me of the NARS exfoliating toner that they used to have, which I never actually sold in any stores, but it was always on skin prep stations at like Fashion Week or any makeup events or anything. And a lot of like Mecca Cosmetica makeup artists go and do that because it's like a really good way of gently exfoliating someone who's got a lot of surface texture without doing a peel pad on someone that's never
taken an acid
skincare
before.
Product in their life. So a very safe product. And for that reason, if I do find it to be exfoliating, even though it's mohusive, I might actually decant
it. No, it's what?
It's very large.
Oh.
I might decant it and put it in my kit Because, like, imagine when you just need to, like, get that top crust off between someone's eyebrows or something.
Oh, yeah. Good for that.
So good for that. If, I, as I've said, I haven't actually noticed. I'm always so exfoliated or retinoled or something that I don't always notice exfoliation. So I'm going to have to, like, do this back to back to back to back and see the results.
Yeah.
I just like the slip and, the fact that these actors are vehicle very well.
Yeah. They are also, the whole range, which I haven't mentioned yet, smells exactly like the serum that we got, which was the peptide. What was it?
It was like the calming one that smelled like expensive holiday.
The blue lobby. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of it. I should probably look it up.
Laneige do really lightweight textures really well.
The perfect Renew Youth Serum.
Yeah. It
smells exactly the same.
It does. And we said it's quite strong, but I like the smell.
Yeah. Yes, it is quite... I will stand by that. It is quite strong still.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think about the serum?
I've got pretty firm thoughts on it. I really like it. It's a great serum. It's not my favorite hyaluronic serum, and I will tell you why. This, I think, is the perfect hyaluronic for a combination dehydrated or normal skin.
Yeah.
Because it's weightless.
Yeah.
It disappears. It's great. And so layered with, like, the toner and that, and then, like, an oil on top and then a moisturizer... Gorgeous, but I prefer something that's a little more jelly-like just so it hangs around on my skin for, like, the slightest bit longer.
Yeah.
In saying that, I didn't feel visibly any less hydrated than I do when I use my normal serums, and I often do find that in a thinner texture. Like, for example, the Dr. Dennis, that one's very thin. It dries down, and when it's dried down, I'm like,
I need
water.
Yeah.
I don't have that with this. It's just I crave a slightly thicker feeling.
I felt the same, yeah.
But it was enough for me to, like, put makeup on and it not look dry or anything. It was really nice. I really enjoy the feeling of the packaging and I'll absolutely use it up. And I would buy this as my hydration serum in my kit because I feel like it's a really good all-rounder because it's still fine for a dry skin type, but it's also perfect for an oily skin.
Yeah.
I almost need, like, you know how they've done a light and heavy version of most of the products? I need, like, a heavy version of this.
Maybe you'd like it. I was going to say with the emulsion, but they're for different purposes.
Yeah. It's almost perfect, but, and I think it is for other skin types, but not for me. What did you think?
I felt the same about the lightweight nature of the texture of it.
Mm.
The ingredients, however, are what is going to make it stick around for me.
Mm.
The fact that it's got the peptides in it, the fact that it's got the probiotics in it, which I think, like, even though, yeah, it's not my favorite hyaluronic serum, I'll absolutely say I agree with that. I think the benefits that I'm getting from the skin calming and everything like that might mean that it's going to replace a niacinamide something for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to have the, like, potentially slightly acidic effects of a brightening serum.
Yeah.
So for that, I'm happy. It's also got, like, a glycerin squalene combo ingredient. Like, they've combined a glycerin and a squalene, which is interesting. It's also got urea in it, which I love in any skincare. It's got soy protein in it, also calming. It's just it truly is a box ticker for me.
And it's absolutely not tacky in any way. You can, like, rub, you can apply this and then rub vigorously and it will not ball and it will not go sticky or tacky.
Yes. Non-greasy, agree. Mm-hmm. Improves elasticity.
Sure.
Probiotics, I'm sure we'll do that at some point.
Peptides.
Sorry, that one. Yes. Hypoallergenic.
Maybe.
I didn't get red from it.
Yeah.
But it's smelly.
It's got quite a lot of fragrance. Yep. What does that term even mean? But yep.
Yep. Suitable for all skin types. Yep. Sure. Cooling on application.
Yes.
Yeah, probably would agree.
Yep.
Yeah. Double fermentation process of the properties within it. Yeah, great.
Sure.
Love it.
Yeah.
We'll happily keep buying it. And for $65 for a serum that's 50 mil, it's the one that I'll be like, Adrian, it's yours. Love it. Care for it.
For that, like, when I run out of an Aesthetics RX and my living bill and I am on my new mortgage, maybe this will be the one. I'm going to have to be like, cop it, that it's not one percentage more gelatinous.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Okay, now on to, like, the star of the show. Can it be the star of the show? How have I got 3 stars of the show?
I don't know.
The cream moisturizer.
Mm.
The texture of this, for me, was delightful.
Yeah.
Such a nice moisturizer.
Yes.
Thick.
I have so many moisturizers going at the moment that I really wanted to give this to my friend Molly because I knew that she would like it.
Mm. But you can't.
I don't know if I can. Because I like something really thick. But I tried this on and I was like, oh my God, it just is so spreadable. It's like the butter that they add a little bit of olive oil to so that it still feels buttery, but it spreads better. That's this.
The residue left behind by it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on its own, I still need an oil.
Oh, obviously. And also, this is the kind of moisturizer that you would oil over the top
because
obviously you want that hydration and it does like sink in really quite thin.
Yeah. But gosh, it's a nice texture. I really liked it.
Yeah.
And for $58 or whatever it is.
It's just a very, very good price point. I wish we were sponsored because how much do we sound like we're sponsored right now?
You're probably right. Yeah, we do.
Mm. Overall, the range
gets a 10 for price. It gets an A+ for price.
Yeah.
A+ for packaging.
Yeah. And like, also kind of an A+ for like, I could give everyone I know of every varying skin type and
age
condition
and,
age
one
a product
products.
From this range.
Same. Same.
It's an absolute tick. It's an absolute yes for me.
You know what it's perfect for as well? It's the range that come Christmas time, when we say this is the thing that's like, we've always said, just get go-to for your niece if you need to buy them skincare and you're not sure what the skin, you know, condition is like and all those sorts of things. It'll tick the box. It's good enough, like, for everyone. This is that.
Yeah. See, I firmly agree this is that because this actually has things for multiple skin types, whereas go-to, it's like, here's a really thick moisturizer and that's all we offer.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's like, here's a really thin moisturizer if you want that you could still use if you're relatively dry, or here's quite a thick moisturizer that actually, if you're oily, you could probably still use because it's not super occlusive.
Yeah.
And here's a serum that, like, is great for dry skins, but also is so lightweight you can put it on an oily skin.
And perfect for someone in their, you know, early signs of aging concerns category that they can use it as their entry level serum if they're only just starting out with skincare and they have anti-aging concerns. Like, it just ticks every box.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. A+ all round. Really good.
Agree. Yeah. The only thing I would say is some products not as suitable for me, but that's not what we didn't purchase them for that. So it's a bit different.
Well, we didn't purchase them full stop, but
yeah.
Some of them are designed to be lightweight and therefore not intended for a dry skin.
Correct.
I need to try the eye cream now. I'm very much intrigued.
Please try it. Please report back. I know that this is sticking around for me because I've cleared out all of my skincare to move house and put everything in a box, and this range has stayed on my shelf with my, you know, oil, hyaluronic acid serum.
Yeah.
And, oh, of course, my oil cleansers. How I could see this range extended... Please bring those emulsions to Australia if they're coming out. I would really like to try them.
Mm.
Please also an oil, but that's not the purpose of this range.
It's like, no.
Do Laneige do any oils? Would love to try them.
Sure. All right. Great. That's enough of us.
Please try it. And if you like it, please tell us. And if you don't want to buy it, just go to Sephora and click all the lids.
Feels good.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.